Welcome to Shomar Shova and the Dao Shir sponsor, Lui Nishma Sambi Akasholim and Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bobas or Daf Samechi. The Gemara Daf says that when you have two brothers that split a property, so then one can tell the other, even though usually maybe Moichir, Be'an Yofa Moichir, in this case we have a din of Tachas Avoysecho Yuvonecho. You want that the children will be in exactly the same position that the fathers are, and therefore, I want to live the same way my fathers lived in this place. This pasuk, a pasuk in Tehillim, that says, Tachas Avisech Yuvonecho, there's a big drasha about it, not only regarding properties and people living in the properties of the father. In Medrash Tehillim, Medrash Sheikh Toiv, Perek Mem Hei, it's brought down this pasuk, Omer Abulozo Barabi Seglili, Atit Kol Echod Veechod Mi'Yisrael Lo Yilid Banim Ki Yoytze Mitzrayim. Every person will have 600,000 children. Shemar tachas avoysecho yu bonecho. Kamo yavoysecho kishyotzu mitzayim shishim riboy. We went on mitzayim or shishim riboy. And tachas avoysecho yu bonecho, your children will be like your fathers. The same way your fathers are 600,000, also your children will be, each one will have 600,000. So it's brought down in the Sefer Chassidus. What does that really mean? So the Imremes, Pashas Vayichi, Tafir Shtalik Beis, says each one of Klal Yisrael is shaykhis to all Klal Yisrael. Each one has shaykhis to every chelik gedusha that you have in Klal Yisrael. We know that Klal Yisrael is represented as the Shlob brings. Yisrael is Rosh HaTevah, is Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisiyos LaToyroh. The Torah and Am Yisrael are Shishim Riboy, and that represents all the gedusha of Klal Yisrael. When the Midrash tells you that each person will have Shishim Riboy, that means that each one is connected to each part of gedusha of Klal Yisrael. And la'asid lava, it'll be the tikkun ha'shalem, our whole amisu will be together, will be echad miyucha together. That's what it means, la'asid lava, each one will have shishim riboy. And David Nifla, Megala Amukos, Pashas Vayischanan, Oifan Reish Memches. We know the Megala Amukos and Pashas Vayischanan comes and brings 252 ways to explain Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. So in Oifen Reish Bim Ches 248, Zog the Magal Amukis, the Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Lossid Lavoi, each one of Klai Yisrael will be Shishim Riboy. And he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael to reach that Madrego of the Shishim Riboy of each one of Klai Yisrael. And Kosh Baruch Hu told him, Rav Loch, it's enough for you right now, you are Shokol Kereket Shishim Riboy. Moshe Rabbeinu has the Gdusha of Shishim Riboy, Keyadua. That as the Medrash brings a few places, the Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged Shishim Riboy of Klal Yisrael. You have it, not anyone else. Klal Yisrael won't have it until La'asid Lavoi, so it's not yet time for you to go into Eretz Yisrael. And it goes on there to be Ma'arich Halat, to show that each one of the other Sekdoshi was Keneged Shishim Riboy, and to show B'Rimozim, our Am Yisrael, is Shishim Riboy times Shishim, to tell you that you have over here this Klolius of Klal Yisrael, Shishim Riboy, that each one of Klal Yisrael will get to that. And that's Tachas Avisecha Yubonecho, that we talk about the Am Yisrael will be like the Avisa Gedoshim, the earlier generations, that each one was close to Klal Yisrael. But we're not there yet, we'll get there only Losid Lavoi, and that's when we'll have that each one of Klal Yisrael is Mamish Tachas Avisecha Yubonecho, his color for everyone. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.